Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I'd like to do a commentary on day 85, and this is the Bible passage. It's Luke chapter 6, verses 35 and 36. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Luke 6, 35 and 36. Love your enemies. That is, as I've said in this reading, this is utterly impossible without the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And I was thinking about that a lot yesterday as I was in the sixth chapter of John in our reading, and actually even as it goes on today. And I think about it because I know my own history. I had been brought up in a church, and I see from time to time many people who have been brought up in a church, and they were like me. They are, or have been, or had been saturated with religion. And they believe that they know Jesus, that they have made that crossover to Jesus. I like what it says in John 5:24. It says that we have crossed over from death to life. And it is really a shift in our whole being. When we come to Jesus, you know, it is not something that we tack on. I was listening to a pastor, and he was very clear. He said it very clearly. He said that we have to receive the deliverance, he called it. We have to receive the deliverance of Jesus Christ. We have to understand that we are people who needed to be delivered. And usually pride stands in the way of that. It certainly did for me. I could see that other people needed deliverance, but I had it together somewhat. Yeah, I had some problems, but in my mind, I had it together. I was, even as a young child, I had pride. Pride in certain things. I certainly was prideful in my ability to be academic. You know, in the school and being very high on the level of achievement for me. And so I could not really get to the point of understanding deliverance. But Jesus was a good concept, the whole thing. I always liked the little baby in a manger and his humility. But as this pastor was saying, Jesus cannot be an addendum. You know, he has to become central. And it's not just believing in a God. It's believing in God is revealed in the Bible. The Bible reveals to us who God is. And Jesus is seen as we are in the Word. So we must make ourselves, this is what he says, I'm quoting him. This is Pastor Guzik. We must make ourselves slaves to what the Bible says about God. So I have this surrender of what the Word is teaching me. It's not just, again, like I've been in church, and I've been churched all my life, and I read the Bible. But as I have understood in my own life and what I have devoted my life really to teaching, is that surrender to be saturated in the Word, immersed in it. Because we live in a day and age where the demon is working overtime to saturate us in the other way. And so I hear from people a lot sometimes. They come on these meetings and they tell me how they are in a good church and how they are been Bible studied, and they still want to understand why they have not, or why they're still eating. And I believe that it is, again, maybe one of two things. One might be that they are amnesia people, which we all can be, where they are not really going into the Word from their heart when they're in the Word, and they're not putting enough of the Word inside of them on a daily basis, so that when the demon comes with his diversion, that they go back into thinking like they used to think. So I believe that that can happen to people who really are believers. But the other thing that is really something to look at is the possibility that they never really fully gave themselves to the Lord. They never surrendered their heart completely and wholly to the Lord, sold out to Him. That I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, none. That they are no longer people, as it was described in 2 Timothy 3:5, having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power. The power is the indwelling Spirit. If there's no indwelling Spirit, there's not any lasting power. And without a surrender to Jesus, the Spirit will not attach Himself to a person. We're not going to get the indwelling Spirit if we never really sincerely came to the Lord. We never really emptied ourselves and say, I can't do it. I really mean it, Lord. I'm asking You to be the Lord of me. And I am crying out in hopes that if you are on this line and you're just adding Jesus on to other sundry things that you do, please, please cry out and ask the Lord to open up understanding why this is not working. It won't work. Because the truth is that we'll never get to a point of being powerful without the Holy Spirit. So verses like this will be meaningless. Love your enemies, it won't even make sense to a lot of people who do not have the Spirit. Love your enemies. And then people who think that it is a good idea will never be able to maintain that. Again, without the Spirit. And so, with the Spirit, He brings up the remembrance of everything that has happened to us. One of the nicest verses that I like is that John 14:26. It says, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name," this is Jesus speaking, saying this, "He will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you." So He's the one that keeps us from falling into amnesia. And He's also the one that opens up the Word of Scripture so that we can be inspired and have that revelation that is so necessary in order to move forward in our lives. And so we can live what it says here in this reading, We can live a changed life. We can be people who are no longer bitter, who are no longer full of rage, who are no longer knocked over by depression, who are no longer hopeless or unproductive. And we can be people who are out of the food and feel a peace about it, knowing that God has our back. How wonderful that is, that we have a God who does all of these things and more.